稣将大使命颁布给我们，要我们使人做主的门徒。今日我们不必踌躇，这里有主的中仆，教导你我规划服事、牧养、训练、拆船与职堂的蓝图。让我们透过这两刻钟，经历从天上来的赐福。欢迎收听晨曦讲座。
欢迎来到晨曦讲座，我是您的同工方华。今天我们要听曾金发牧师的分享，传承跨代的危机与转机。他要总结传承更深的生命这个主题，并且分享一段他自己蒙召读神学院难忘的失败教训，鼓励传道人靠主重新站立，回应呼召。在这个讲座之后，他也答复在场神学生所提出的问题。以下我们一块来听。
世代更替的速度越来越快，面对教会、家庭、组织，上一代与下一代的传承浪潮一波波涌来，什么该留，什么该舍？邀请您一起来寻找定准之锚，勇度跨代挑战。欢迎收听《传承跨代的危机与转机》。
I want to close with the greatest lesson I've learned in being more than 50 years a Christian.
我已经信主超过50年，我今天以这一个我实际的经验作为一个总结。
As I told you, I was converted in 1968.
我跟各位讲过，我是1968年信主的。
I was 10 years old in Sunday school at that time.
那个时候我在主日学10岁的孩子。
Then shortly after 12 years old to 16 years old, I backslided badly, came back to the Lord by His grace at 17 years old.
所以12到16岁我远离信仰，到17岁神的大能把我抓回来。
21, I said to the Lord, Lord, I want to change the world. Use me, Lord.
到21岁我跟主说，主啊，我希望你要用我来改变这个世界。
22 years old, I got married to my childhood sweetheart.
22岁我跟我青梅竹马 的女朋友结婚。
23 years old, I got married. 24 years old, I went to Bible school with her.
23岁结婚，24岁进神学院。
And at 24 years old, I was on fire for God.
然后接着我心里面为主火热。
I went into the university every week to share the gospel.
每一个礼拜我去大学校园里面传福音。
I served faithfully in the local church leading the youth ministry.
我在我所在的地方教会忠心的服事带青年团契。
As I said in the last session, everything I do, I want to be a strong, growing disciple in Christ.
所有我做的事情，我希望能够不断培训门徒。
Until something happened in my first year in Bible college that brought me into a depression and I felt like giving it up all.
结果到了神学院第一年，一些事情发生使我进入很深的低沉中，我以为我就没有办法再做了。
What happened was a church member was going on a holiday and they gave the car for me to drive.
就什么发生什么事呢？就是我有一个同班同学，他们去度假，他们把车子让我开。
A Malaysian missionary is coming to Singapore. I say, oh, I have a car. I can drive you.
所以马来西亚有一对宣教士夫妇来，有宣教士来，说我说我有车子，我可以载你们。
So we are driving the car on the highway, and the car broke down.
我们在高速公路上面开车的时候，正开到一半，就车子坏掉了。
I don't own a car. I don't know why it broke down.
我从来没有过车子，所以我不明白，不知道为什么坏掉。
I don't even know what to do when the car broke down on the highway.
甚至在高速公路上面车子坏掉，我完全不知道怎么处理。
But the missionary said, I know a friend who can repair cars, so I'll just call him.
然后我这个宣教士朋友说，我认这个人，他会修车，所以我们打电话给他。
While we were waiting for the friend to come, there was a lorry driver that passed by and he stopped.
我们在等这个朋友来的时候，刚好有一个货车经过，那个货车的司机就停下来。
And he asked me what's wrong. I said, I don't know. He checked. He said, it's your battery.
然后我说我不知道，他说他在帮我看一看，他说是你的电池有问题。
So he took the jumper cable and he charged the battery.
所以他用电线帮我把电池重新再弄起来。
And as he was charging the battery, God spoke to me, son, share the gospel with him.
当他处理我的电池的时候，神上我心说话说，跟他传福音。
I don't know how to share the gospel with such a short time.
我不晓得这么短的时间怎么传福音啊。
I have been sharing the gospel in the university. I can talk about philosophy and theology.
然后我在大学校园里面传福音，我可以讲哲学，我可以讲神学。
About the evidences of Jesus' resurrection, etc. But I don't know how to share the gospel to this Indian lorry driver by the side of the road.
我可以跟他们跟大学生讲说耶稣复活的证据等等，可是在路边一个卡车司机，我不晓得怎么跟他传福音。
So all I can say when he finishes, thank you very much, God bless you, and he drove off.
所以当他说完以后，我只能跟他说谢谢你，上帝祝福你，他就开车走了。
So I went to the car, I switched off the engine to save the battery.
然后我进了车里面，在发动车子的时候。
But car owners know you got to continue to allow the engine to run to charge the battery. I didn't know.
开车的人有竟然都知道，你必须要让车子一直不断的动，那个电池才能重新再充电。可是我不知道这个事情。
So I switched off the engine. We waited for the friend to come and say thank you very much. We don't need any more, and he drove off.
所以我发动了，发动了，他能够动了，我就把它关起来，等我的朋友来，然后说他来修车，就说我们好了，谢谢你，不用来了。
I jumped into the car and started the car, clack, 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 it doesn't start.
可是我再发动的时候，结果发不起来。
I don't know what to do.
我这次不晓得怎么办。
Lo and behold, the same lorry with the same Indian lorry driver, he has sent his delivery, now he stopped on the opposite side of the road.
可是没想到，刚才帮我发动车子那个货车司机是一个印度裔的人，他送货完了，结果在高速公路另外一边又来了。
And across the road,He shouted, "What's wrong?" And now I know what's wrong. I said, "It's the battery."
So 他在那边跟我大声说，又有什么问题啊？这次我知道什么问题啊？电池又不行了。
And he did this, which means to me, as an international sign, stupid.
他就拍一下他额头，这个就是国际的手语，说你真是笨蛋了。
But the kind lorry driver took his huge battery and the jumper cable came and recharged the car the second time.
所以他就把他那个大电池扛在身上走过来，第二次帮我的电池充电。
And the second time the Holy Spirit spoke to me, son, share the gospel.
第二次圣灵在我心里面催逼我说跟他传福音。
You know what that is called? It's called a second chance.
你知道这一天叫什么？这一天叫做第二次机会。
If you have a second chance, will you share the gospel?
如果你有第二次机会，你会不会传福音？
I didn't. I dare not.
我没有，不敢。
I was scared.
我心里面很怕。
My heart was palpitating. I don't know what to say.
我心里面跳得很快，我不晓得根本不晓得讲什么。
Today I realize it's spiritual warfare.
今天我才知道这个是属灵征战。
But in those days, I was just tense up. I don't know what to say.
可是当那个时候，我只是很怕，我不晓得怎么办。
All I can say for the second time, thank you, God bless you, and he drove off, and my whole world collapsed.
所以第二次我只能跟他说谢谢你，神祝福你，然后我整个世界垮下来。
I drove back to the Bible College. I told Ed, and I'm quitting Bible College.
我回到神学院，我说我要退学。
I felt I've denied my Lord.
我觉得我在否认我的主。
I mean, you all given a second chance, you would share. I didn't. I failed.
在座各位，你有第二次机会，你一定会传福音，可是我没有。
I felt like a failure. I felt unworthy.
我觉得我是一个失败，我不配。
Next day, the school started. I refused to go to the classes.
第二天要开学，要上学了，我不想去。
I was really in depression.
我真的整个心沉下来。
I really felt like a failure. I felt useless and worthless.
我完全觉得自己一无是处，一点价值都没有。
And the Lord said to me, go to the chapel. I don't want to go to the chapel.
神叫我说你去礼拜堂里面，我不肯去。
But I felt such a stirring. I'm already so feeling so bad. I pulled myself. I went to the chapel and sat right behind.
可是我心里面实在催动我，我不得不就拖着这个身体去到学校的教堂里面，坐在最角落。
I can't remember who the chapel speaker was, but he must be very funny because all the students were laughing at his jokes.
我记不得讲员是谁，我只记得大家都笑，他一定是 很有幽默感的。
I was the only one sitting right behind alone crying.
我是唯一一个单孤孤独独的坐在后面掉眼泪。
Lord, why do you call me to be in the chapel? I don't belong here.
主，你为什么叫我来这个礼拜堂？我不觉得我属于这里。
These are future pastors and future missionaries. I future failure, present failure. I'm worthless. I'm useless.
在座所有都是将来的牧者，将来的宣教士。我是将来的失败者。我一点都没有这个感，我一点都不配。
And then I heard the Lord say to my heart, Son, I want to use you and I can use you.
结果心里面却听到神说，孩子，我要用你，我能够用你。
I told the Lord, Lord, no use arguing with you.
我说，主啊，不要用我。
I don't need to argue with you. I can prove to you that I cannot be used.
我不需要跟你分辨，我可以证明给你看，我不配被你用。
I will walk out of the Bible college, cross the road, the first person I'll meet, I'll share the gospel with.
我跟神说，我可以走到神学院对面路上，第一个碰到人，我跟他传福音。
Just to show you, even if I'm willing to share the gospel, you can't use me. I'm a failure. I'm worthless.
我只是要证明给你看，即使我愿意去传福音，我仍然是一个失败，对你没有用。
I was about 24 years old at that time.
那个时候我24岁。
The first person I met was a Chinese woman from China. She was in her a middle-aged woman.
我碰到的第一个人是一个从中国大陆来的中年的妇女。
I said, can I share something with you?
我说我能不能跟你分享一些事情。
And she replied, some more. Oh, some more, I die. I cannot speak Mandarin. I don't know how to share the gospel in Mandarin. When she said some more, I don't know what to say.
她说什么？我完全不懂国语，不晓得讲什么。
I can't share the gospel in Mandarin.
因为我没有办法用国语传福音。
I thought, God, you are very strange. You told me you can use me.
说主啊，你真奇怪，你说你能用我。
Now I really cannot be used.
你看现在我一无是处。
Now I wish there's an Indian lorry driver. At least I can speak English.
你能不能给我一个印度裔的货车司机，至少我能够讲英文。
So with this Chinese lady, all I can say is, 耶稣爱你。
对着这个中国来的妇女，我只能说耶稣爱你。
他在十字架为你死。
他在十字架上为你死。
你要相信耶稣吗？Just like that.
就是这样子。
It was the worst gospel presentation in the history of the Christian church.
这是教会历史中间最糟糕的传福音范例。
And she said, 要。
她就说要。
I cannot believe how God could use that.
我没有办法相信神怎么用。
I don't even know whether she understood what I say.
我连她明不明白我讲什么都搞不清。
But now my problem starts. I don't know how to pray in Mandarin.
那现在又问题来，我不晓得怎么用国语祷告。
All I can tell her is, 你来去神学院。
我只能跟她说，你跟我来去神学院。
And I went to a Chinese-speaking student. You share the gospel with her. She want to pray to receive Christ.
我找到一个会说中文的学生说，他接受耶稣，你带他祷告。
I immediately ran to my room. I fell before the Lord in prayer and said, Lord, today I believe you want to use me and you can use me.
我立刻回到房间，跪在神面前说：“主，我相信，如果你要用我，你有办法用我。
”Even a failure like me，
即使像我一个这样一个失败的人
，Even one who don't know what to say，
当我完全不知道要讲什么的时候
，But Lord, your strength can cover my weakness。
可是主，你的能力能够覆庇我的软弱。
So today, anything you tell me, Lord, I will do。
所以今天主你要我做什么我会做。
Anywhere you send me, I will go.
你差我去哪里我都会去。
Anything you say to me to say, I will say.
你要我讲什么我会讲。
Because even though I'm failure and worthless, you have redeemed me.
因为即使我是一个失败，我是一个没有用的人，你能够救
赎我。You want to use me and you are God, you can use me.
如果你要用我，你是上帝，你能用我。
That changed my life.
这个改变我的生命。
Because it helped me understand what it means to be transformed from my weaknesses into His strength.
因为这个帮助我明白什么叫做从我的软弱中被转化成为他的力量。
Today I tell you, He wants to use you and He can use you.
今天各位我要跟你说，他要用你，他能用你。
You got to renew your mind and consecrate yourself as an instrument for God's use.
你需要让心意更新而变化，把自己分别出来献给他。
We may be weak.
我们可能软弱。
We may not know what to say.
我们可能不晓得要说
什么。The problems might be bigger than us.
可是神比我们更大。
We may think we don't have the resources.
我们可能觉得我们资源不够。
But God will provide.
可是神会供应。
If we are willing to give it all to Him,
如果你愿意全然献上
that's the deeper life.
这个就是更有深度的生命
Not about what we do,
不是关于我们能做什么。
Not about what we can say, how wise we are.
不是关于我们多聪明，多能言善道。
It's all about God.
而是通通关乎主。
And His work.
以及他的工作。
Would you bow with me in prayer?
我们一同低头祷告。
I believe each time the word of God is opened, God summons us to a response.
我相信每一次主的话语发出，他邀请我们回应。
Today is no different. God is calling you to respond to Him.
今天一样，神可能在呼吁你来回应他。
He wants to use you and He can use you.
他要用你，他能用你。
Today He is waiting for you to say, Yes, Lord, here am I, use me.
他在等你说，主啊，是的，我在这里，请使用我。
And if this is your desire to be used mightily of God,
如果这是你的心愿，愿意让主大能的使用你，
then renew your mind.
更新你的心思，
consecrate yourself，
把自己分别出来，
to do His will，
去做他的旨意，
in His way，
按照他的方法，
for His glory，
为了他的荣耀。
If this is your desire, I want to pray for you。
如果这是你的心愿，我要为你祷告。
If you say, Lord, I respond to your word，
你说主啊，我对你的话语我要回应。
And today I surrender myself to be used by you。
今天我要把自己完全降服在你面前，让你使用。
If this is your desire, raise up your hand. I want to pray for you.
如果这是你的生命，请你举起手来，我为你祷告。
Are there many of us here?
我们看到很多。
Many hands have gone up.
神知道这些举起来的手。
God is here to change your life and my life.
神在这里要改变你跟我的生命。
So would you raise up your hand high unto Him?
能不能把手高高举起来，向主举起来？
Let me pray for you.
我为你们祷告。
Heavenly Father, with my brothers and sisters and my hands lifted up to you,
主，我们这里做弟兄姊妹，包括我们自己的手都举起来。
I believe you can use us and you want to use us.
我们相信你能够用我们，你要用我们。
So this day, Lord, we say, Here am I, use me.
所以主啊，今天我们说，我在这里，请使用我。
Use me to fulfill your purposes.
用我来使得你的心意得着满足。
To fulfill your will.
让你的旨意得以成就。
In your way.
用你的方法。
By your strength.
用你的力量。
With your wisdom.
用你的智慧。
Unto your glory.
使得你得着荣耀。
I thank you for that, Lord.
主，我为各位的生命献上
感恩。In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣基督名祷告。
Amen.
阿们。我们现在是问答的时间，现在有第一题的问题，我用中文读出来给各位听。面对当代世代之间剧烈的差异，各个世代对使命感的定义是否有所不同？这是否会影响使命感的传承
？This is about the different generations having a different terminology.
这个是关于不同的世代，所以有不同的名词。
And what we need to do is to ask ourselves, what is universal in the human equation? What is the human need that cuts across generations?
我们需要问这个问题，说是什么人类生存的需要是共同的，超越世代差异的。
Because it's not just a generation gap, it's a cultural gap.
因为不单只是代沟，而且有文化的隔阂。
And therefore, different ways of understanding this term.
所以有不同的途径去理解这个名词。
How we transmit is to bring them back with a sense of God and the presence of God in our lives.
重要的重点是我们怎么把他们带回来，能够看到、感受到神在这此刻的这一个生命。
That whether young or old, we give them a sense of adventure of faith in living a missional life.
然后无论是年轻年长的，我们都能够给他们一种生命中间的冒险经历，可以经历到一种有使命的人生。
So when I transmit a sense of destiny, the focus is not on the word sense of destiny, the focus is on Christ.
所以当我说这个使命感的传承的时候，其实我的重点不在于这个命定使命感，而是关于基督。
It goes back to Matthew 6:33, Seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness. All these things will be added to you.
就好像回到马太福音说，当你求神的国、神的义，其他一切都加给你们。
And we got to remind ourselves in any generation that there is a king and a kingdom.
我们需要提醒自己，每一个世代都有一个王以及有一个王国。
Without the king, there is no kingdom.
如果没有王，就没有王国。
So the focus is on King Jesus and his calling upon our lives to therefore live with a sense of destiny.
所以因此我们的焦点应该在耶稣王这位王以致我们能够因为尊他为王而活出的生命。
So the question is, what did Jesus redeem us for? What's our purpose?
所以问题就是说，耶稣救赎我们所带出来的目的是什么？
If the purpose is only, oh, salvation, then when we become a Christian, just take us to heaven immediately. We are saved.
如果目的只是说要救我们，那救了我们就把我们立刻提到天上，为什么把我们留在世界上面呢？
Because in him and his kingdom we have a calling.
因为在他里面，在他的国中，我们有一个呼召。
That calling unto the king and his kingdom is what gives us a sense of destiny.
向着这位王以及他的王，他的国，他这个呼召给我们一种使命感。
So whether young or old, I teach them what marketplace or church.That there is a calling of God. So if you are a businessman in the business world, in the marketplace, live unto the calling of God. If you are a student, live unto the calling of God. If you are a homemaker, live unto the calling of God. That's the sense of destiny.
所以这个使命感的意思就是说，无论你是年轻年长的、代职的、在教会里面的，或者说在职场中的，我都跟他们讲说，你们所在的地方有神的呼召，你在那边把主耶稣为王的这个活出来。第二个问题，是否可以请讲员你分享在教会现场或是你个人回应呼召的过程里面与传承使命感积极的人生有关的实例，例如什么样的生命是一个领袖值得交接下去的。
The latest in the mentoring network is an American senior pastor.
最近的一个是在我的这个督导的网络中间是一个美国的一位主任牧师。
He came to Singapore and he asked me a rather interesting question.
他来到新加坡问我一个蛮有趣的问题。
You see, I have a friend in America who keeps sending me American pastors who are passing by Singapore.
然后我有一个朋友在美国，他把很多这些牧者送到我们这边来。
And the American pastors asked me almost the same questions.
然后这个美国的牧师问我都是类似的问题。
How do you do discipleship in your church?What about preaching and various other ministry-related questions?
他们问的问题都跟侍奉有关的，比如说你怎么样做门徒培训啊，怎么样传讲神的话等等。
But this pastor called Jeff Smith asked a very interesting question.
可是这一位牧师却问我一个比较特别的问题。
That's unlike the rest.
跟其他人不一样。
His question is, I am 57 years old.
他的问题说，我今年57岁。
How do I live the next 3 years wisely?
我未来三年如何有智慧的生活？
So that when I'm in my 60s, I can be used more effectively for the Lord.
所以到我60岁的时候，能够更有效地被神使用。
He was being intentional.
他其实是有刻意营造他的生命的。
So I told him what I learned when I was 60 years old on my 60th birthday 6 years ago.
所以我就跟他分享六年前我过六十岁生日的时候我学到的功课。
I took the day to reflect in prayer and my question to God is, Lord, I have lived 60 years on earth.
所以我就用了一天的时间单独与神相处，我就跟神问说，主啊，我已经活了六十年。
I have learned many lessons along the way.
在这过程中间我学了不少的功课。
What are the few lessons I must always remember for the rest of my life as I live how many years there is left?
可是请问在我余生还有什么功课是我必须要一直记着？
And the Lord gave me 4 principles to help me live intentionally.
主给我四个原则使我能够活出一个有使命的人生。
The first is life is short.
第一，生命短暂。
The second, needs are many.
第二，需要到处都是。
The third, man is weak.
第三，人是软弱的。
And the fourth, God is great.
第四，上帝是伟大的。
When I combine these 4 together, it helps me in living intentionally.
我把这四点放在一起，就帮助我过一个有目的、有方向的人生。
Because the older I become, the more precious time is.
因为你年纪越大，你就发觉时间越宝贵。
That's a premium resource.
因为这个是一个非常越来越少的资源。
And there are many, many needs, many, many invitations.
I can't meet all them. 到处都有人邀约你。
So I need to ask the Lord for His will, for His leading.
所以我需要跟神问他的旨意，他的带领。
And then I'm reminded I am weak.
然后我被提醒说我是软弱的。
But God is great, therefore I need to depend upon God.
可是上帝是伟大的，因此我要学习倚靠上帝。
I share a view about Pastor Jeff Mills because that's how he intentionally looked at his life. And now we are journeying together for me to help him how to live intentionally.
所以这个就是这位牧师他问这个问题，所以我要跟各位分享说，这个就是我们如何能够过一个有意义、刻意、有目的的生活。
Especially as senior pastors of mega churches, there are many things that need our attention.
特别是大型教会的牧师，有很多事情要我们注意。
But we must keep on focusing on our obligations first, to put first things first.
可是我们必须要注意到，我们必须把重要事情放在最前、最重要的地方。
One more case study is a man called David Cornfield.
有另外一个研究，有一个人叫做 David Cornfield.
He's the director of the Pastoring the Pastor's Track in the World Evangelical Alliance.
他是一位牧者，在一个 World Evangelical Alliance 里面的一位牧者。
We have been journeying for a couple of years now, I think about 6 or 7 years.
我跟他一起同伴同行这样子，大概有六年左右的时间。
And he tells this story everywhere he trains pastors.
他每到一个地方训练牧者的时候，他都讲这个故事。
He said, the day I met Pastor Ed, he told me, you got to reinvent yourself and you don't have much time left.
然后他说我碰到郑牧师的时候他就告诉我说你需要重新处理你的生命因为你没有太多时间生活下去。
And this sense of wanting to reinvent ourselves so that we are growing in Christ and growing in skill or knowledge is important at the leadership level.
所以在这个领导的层面中间我们这种重新发现自己发展出新的技能发展出新的能力是非常重要的。
But the focus is not just on the capital of knowledge and skill alone.
可是这个重点不是在技巧跟知识而已。
It is also developing the capacity to follow Christ.
而是更重要的是发展出一种能耐能够去跟随基督。
So that we are able to live out that sense of intentionality, that sense of destiny,In our leadership.
因此我们在领导的时候我们能够活出我们生命的方向跟意义。
So we pass on to leaders this sense that we keep on growing as leaders.
所以我们传给领袖们这一种认识就是说我们是一个能够一直不断成长的生命。
您收听的节目是晨曦讲座我是芳华。每次听曾牧师的分享我总是受到许多的启发。不管你几岁，要记得有使命的人生的四个体悟：生命很短暂，要好好的把握每一刻；需要到处都是；人很软弱，但神很伟大。今天节目就进行到这儿，愿神坚立我们手所做的工，我们手所做的工，愿神坚立。下回再会。
愿你荣耀。将下焚烧中的心。